Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at www.drtong.com. That's www.drtong.com. Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain Programs, with Dr. Tong. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm great. We have an exciting show to share with you. Before we get to our guests, I'd like to let you guys know that you can check out our website, drtong.com, drtong.com, to listen to our past radio shows archived. We also have a YouTube channel. We have articles that Dr. Tong has written. So again, our website is drtong.com, drtong.com. Our number to call is 714-556-8664. Again, 714-556-8664. The last person we had on our show last time was Betty. Betty was suffering from pain in her knee, low back pain, and thyroid problems where she was very cold. She had cold limbs, cold hands, cold feet. After the first treatment, her groin lump actually reduced in size. Her left knee pain was 90% better. And she felt that she was actually warmer, too, and that was after one treatment. Again, our number is 714-556-8664.
And no exaggeration. The lump was about a quarter size, bulging. And right after my injection there, it disappeared. Mm-hmm. She could hardly believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, shall we get to our first guest?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'd like to welcome our guests with us today, Wayne and Nicholas. Welcome.
Hi, Wayne and Nicholas.
Hey.
Hello.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing fine.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Should we start with Wayne?
Let's talk about the father first. Yeah.
Right. So this is a father and son team on our show with us today. Wayne, why don't you tell us where you're from, what you do, and how you came to see us?
Well, originally I'm from Oregon. I'm transferred here to California because I work at a college. I work at Orange Coast College. I'm a professor. I teach art.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
And I happened upon a pain in my knee one day, mm-hmm. and it was quite disturbing because I had to limp. It was quite painful.
Mm-hmm.
How long ago was that?
This has been about a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I was unable to do anything about it. I had not traumatized my knee or done anything to it to cause the pain. So
uh-huh.
I was quite concerned about it. Now, my wife, Janice, suggested I come and see Dr. Tong
mm-hmm.
and see if they could help me, and I did.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately after the treatment, the pain went away.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been away ever since. Good. And I'm quite happy about that.
This is the first treatment after the first treatment.
Right, the first treatment.
Okay.
And I also had a pain that was a reoccurring one in my back, and they treated that as well, and that has gone completely.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very happy about this situation.
Good.
I also had a friend, a colleague at Orange Coast College, and I gave him the doctor's card one day, and he told me a couple of days later that he thanked me very much because he had the card in his pocket. He was giving a lecture at a university nearby,
uh-huh.
and it was so painful he had to stop his either stop his lecture or right directly after that he called the doctors
right.
and went to visit them. He told me then later that it was such a serendipitous kind of thing because he happened to have your card and uh-huh. he happened to have the problem, and he went to you and he reported that he had his problem fixed, and he also was going to have his wife come and see you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just for the listeners out there, this is really a regular happening. 90 to 95% of our patients come to us, even very serious problems get better, dramatically better within the first treatment.
Yes. Your colleague was Steve. Yeah, I actually treated him the first time for back pain. His back went out. It was very painful.
Yes.
And after that first treatment, he actually didn't really notice anything at first. But he said the next morning, the back pain was almost 90% gone. And then after the second day, it hasn't come back at all.
If I treated him the first time, he would notice the difference. Just kidding.
Professor, you must protect me.
By the way, I might mention I have no prior arrangement to become compensated for referring my friends to Dr. Tong.
Right. We're only taking you out to lunch, right?
Yeah.
And
to McDonald's.
Now, that wouldn't be in congruence with what we teach our patients what to eat, though, Dr. Tong.
They can eat the leftovers.
And
soup plantation, perhaps.
Right.
Oh, good.
That's,
yes.
That's more in congruence,
yes.
Right? And but also, we were treating Steve for migraines.
Yes.
We're still, and those are also getting better. He reports that he's taking less. Actually, he hasn't taken any medication. I think he took one Advil once in the past 2 weeks, whereas in the past he would have to take at least 3 to 4 times a week when he felt a migraine coming on, and now he feels he doesn't even have to.
And for the listeners out there, okay, our treatment is different. Drug treatment never cure your problem. It only suppresses symptoms. And since your problem not treated and you use drugs all the time, and sooner or later your problem become worse, and even if you respond to drug in the beginning,
mm-hmm.
you will stop responding to it. Now, we treat the cause of the problem.
Right.
The cause of the problem, or any problem, whether it's pain, whether it's Alzheimer's, whether it's depression, infection, has to do with reduced power. Your body's power to heal is reduced.
Mm-hmm.
And this power comes from your spirit. You are a spirit. You are a mind made up of energy. The Chinese call qi. That's just a Chinese word. It's really the life that energizes your body, that makes cell to replace your body. And whenever you get a blockage, a traffic jam between your mind and the body, and that's what caused the problem.
Yeah,
because
the symptoms.
It's the mind, the qi that heals. So wherever you find where the block is, you open it, it clear. It's really that simple.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the trouble is with most acupuncturists and Chinese medical doctors, they don't know enough. They're not skillful enough. I had 18 to 20 years of self-treatment because I was sick. And for those people who really want to know my story, go to my website, drtong.com, drtong.com, and look at the articles that I'm writing. In fact, I'm writing a book on reversing aging. I look 15 to 20 years younger than 60 years ago, and I look younger than 6 months ago, and I will look younger next year. This is the most...
Well, basically what we're trying to say is these treatments can also help to
anything.
Reverse the aging process, just
exactly.
to make you healthier and more vital and strong.
Yes.
Right.
If you look at it, you think it's incredible. It's you know, like science fiction. I did it twice already. Go look at my article on reversing aging. It's recently published in a small medical journal. Look at 2003 compared to 2005. I look younger, much
younger.
And
more hair, too.
More hair, okay?
Right.
And then I got real sick the last 3 years. Really, really sick. And you look at the picture, it will scare you. And now I'm back to normal, and I'm looking younger again. Now, for those the 3 years, I learned a lot. So now I know it's like remodeling a new house. You can make it new, even better than brand new. It's very,
right.
very exciting.
Right.
I'm not concerned about getting old when I get up. I'm concerned about getting younger. How I can look younger. And this is no joke.
Now, Wayne, how is your wife, Jana, doing with the treatment?
Well, she reports to me that she's doing a lot better, and she's very glad that she's undertaken treatment with you people. She has been doing it, as you know, a lot longer than I have. In fact, she's the one who set up my first appointment for me.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I might mention that with my friend Steve, the reason I gave him my card, or your card, in the first place is because I had been made aware of his problem, you know, with the terrible headaches that he had. And so that's why I gave him the card. And it just so happened that he had other problems that just,
right.
that just cropped up.
Yeah.
And it was very convenient a nice thing that he happened to have the card with him at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I might also mention that I've been in Dr. Tong's office. I've seen his photographs of the
yes.
before and after.
Yeah,
yes.
And it's extremely impressive. And I am very hopeful that I'm going to get some of my hair back.
we'll continue
the
working on...
It is really possible, you know.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Nicholas. Can we talk to Nicholas about his problem?
Yeah, I'm here.
Good. Okay.
Hi, Nicholas. How are you?
Good.
So why don't you give us a little recap on what you're suffering from and what's happening with the treatments?
Well, my dad and my mom, I was talking to them one night about seeing another doctor about my stomach because I've had a pain that
mm-hmm.
will, you know, instantly, out of nowhere, I would get a cramp for mm-hmm. about the last 11 months. And it would stop me in my tracks. I couldn't do anything. It hurt so bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to a doctor, and he's an expert on this kind of stuff. You know, he's gone to several different schools, and he doesn't know what's wrong. He says maybe I strained a muscle or something. But then it keeps happening, and so I know it's not a strained muscle.
Mm-hmm.
Go to talk to my parents, and my mom has been taking acupuncture, so she recommends going to try these because they keep ranting and raving about how great it is. So I figure I'll give it a shot, and then I go in, and Dr. Tong, he did some things on my stomach, and it increased my appetite as well as taking care of my stomach cramps and the pain that I was having.
Now, how many treatments did you notice this after?
After the first one.
After the
in
first.
In fact,
See?
Right after the first one, even actually during the treatment, my stomach was starting to get really, really, I mean, I got really hungry. So,
and we have we got to start some
energy around during the first one.
So you could feel it, right? You could
yeah.
already tell during the injection.
I think we better start a cafeteria in our office. Make some Thai money.
And how long were you having the problems with the appetite?
That's a long time thing.
Actually,
that's even longer than my stomach.
Yeah, mm-hmm. actually, you have digestive problem all your life. Why don't you expound on that? Because it developed into more serious problem because all the experts, you say expert, they're not experts. They're expert in finding out symptom and
mm-hmm.
they're affixing a name to all the symptom. But they don't know. I did not learn any of this from medical school about the cause of any problems.
Mm-hmm.
We all know how to affix a name like lupus or irritable bowel syndrome and stuff like that to a group of symptoms. So tell us, when did this start, your problem?
About 11 months ago. And it was really crippling because I couldn't do any exercise that involved my stomach.
But you had a problem when you were a kid with the stomach, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Before that, I had surgery when I was 16 and then again when I was 9 before that.
What was the surgery
hernia.
For? Oh, for hernia. Okay.
Yeah. And they told me that the reason I had a hernia was because my muscle wall was weakened.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so then again, but the doctor I went to this last time said I didn't have a hernia at all. And so the pain was just completely unexplained.
Mm-hmm. Now, the the appetite issue then was way before even this past 11 months when the stomach pain became severe. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. No, okay. That's like second grade.
Okay. Mm.
Okay, let me explain a little bit, okay? The hernia is caused by weak spleen qi. Spleen had to do with spleen and stomach, like husband and wife. They deal with digestive problem.
Mm-hmm.
When you don't have enough spleen qi, you don't have enough strength on the muscle wall in the stomach to hold it together. So it had to do with digestive problem. Now you see how surgery just cover up the symptom. So let's say you do fix that hernia, but you never fix the digestive problem. Whereas we fix everything. That's why Wayne was telling, you know, serendipitous that we treat everything else. But that's the only way to treat somebody.
Right.
You cannot just treat, my knee pain and forget about your migraine. Go somebody else. That is a joke. J-O-K-E.
Well, I mean, with what Wayne was talking about with Steve, is the back pain, the kidneys control the back, but the kidneys also support the liver, and the liver issue is what was causing his migraine. So you
yes.
have to support the kidney to support the liver, and that's why you...
Kidney is water, and liver is wood.
Right.
And you need water to make wood better. Mm-hmm. And when the wood doesn't get enough water, it doesn't function, and it causes migraine, anger, impatience, and
stress,
stuff like this. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, Nicholas.
Dr. Dong, I'd like to ask a question. Isn't it true that you were first trained in Western?
Yes.
Traditional,
I was totally Western. I went to Caltech. I was a physics major. I never talked like this. I never believed any of this stuff. I thought it's just like an opinion from people, and the way they describe it, too esoteric.
You were very skeptical.
Very skeptical.
Right.
But
right.
then I'm also very practical. I look at what works.
Right.
Okay, when I found out that drug doesn't work for my insomnia, and I decided to become an anesthesiologist. And then I found out that they push for surgery for money. They push. And people with four back surgery came to my office. I was doing part-time this East-West combination.
Mm-hmm.
One treatment, I got them better. They have four back surgery with all the scar back in the back. And not getting better,
right.
And at that time, I was just trying this out.
Well, the scarring actually makes the pain worse because it increases blockage of circulation, the
yes.
scar tissue. So, mm-hmm. right.
Well, so Nicholas, how's you emotionally? You know, notice any change, both of you?
Well, I've been anxious for a really, really long time, but mm-hmm. I recently took a bus trip up to see my girlfriend, which is something I wouldn't have thought I would feel as calm about doing as I did.
Mm-hmm.
Because
not normally going to
that
see
would
a girlfriend. Afraid to go see your girlfriend?
Well, he had to you had to take a bus that was actually quite far, right? She was.
Oh yeah. She
what were you afraid about?
5 hours away.
What was
the bus trip is like 8 hours.
Uh huh.
So he wouldn't have done that before in the past.
Yes.
No, that would have been
wonderful.
Just like our autistic kid. What was his name?
Jonathan.
Jonathan, yeah.
Yeah.
And he is used to be very introverted and afraid to do anything. After my first treatment, he fouled four times in a basketball game.
Yeah, his grades have improved too.
And he stood up. Oh, his grade improved, right?
Mm-hmm.
He stood up against a bully
mm-hmm.
for the first time.
Wayne, do you notice anything difference emotionally in you?
Yeah, you know, I hadn't thought about that, but I think that's actually true, yes. I'm feeling a lot better generally, you know.
Like general well-being.
Yeah, about my view about life itself, you know, I'm feeling really up.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, for those people who are depressed, it's really easy to get rid of the depression, really easy to get rid of your suicidal thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was depressed for 3 or 4 years, and when I was depressed, I did not even ask for the treatment. But every time my kids give me a treatment, okay, they see that I'm not looking so good. And afterwards, I say, well, how come I didn't want the treatment?
Mm-hmm.
Everything in the world looked brighter,
mm-hmm.
and you want to live, you want to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just because we put your spirit and mind and soul back to the body.
Mm-hmm.
So the body have control of it. And that's how we treat
you. You're just more
everything.
You. You're
yeah, more you
right.
for that body. Yes.
Right. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number to call is 714-556-8664. Our website is drtong.com, drtong.com. If you're just tuning in now, we're with Wayne and Nicholas, father and son team, and they're sharing their story with us about how their ailments have been improved and
physically and mentally.
Right,
yeah.
Since I'm receiving treatments. Is there anything you guys want to add?
Yes, I would like to say to your listeners that they should certainly give you a call as soon as possible. It will be the biggest favor they've ever done for themselves.
That's really true.
Yes.
Not kidding. Well, we're not taking you out to McDonald's for that. Maybe the In-N-Out burger. That's a little...
a little better burger, right? Fresher ingredients.
Yes.
Right. And I think I want to add one thing, too, is the other thing besides us treating you is we teach our patients to do their part, too.
Yes.
So
very
as far
important.
As diet, exercise, I know with Wayne we talked to you about alkalinizing yourself. That will also help your hair to grow, too, and get darker.
That's really one of the key.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we improve the circulation, but if you deliver acidic blood, okay, that does not have enough oxygen. So the acid will actually draw out calcium and alkaline mineral from your hair.
Mm-hmm.
So it will not make your hair grow. So when you get your body alkalized,
yeah.
And we improve the circulation to your hair,
right.
to your head, okay, then you grow hair, like I'm growing my hair right
yeah.
now.
That's why drinking soda... will turn your hair white and also
and
cause you to
hair.
Lose your hair. So, I mean, that's the
no
explanation.
No soft drinks.
Right. It draws the calcium exactly from the hair. That's a very good explanation, Dr. Tong.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Nicholas,
you're
do you
not getting a raise yet.
Darn it.
You've got to get better appraise.
Nicholas, anything you want to add?
Yeah, well, I hadn't talked before about my knee.
Okay.
I injured when I was younger.
Uh-huh.
And the first day I went in, that and my stomach was what I had treated, and my knee hasn't hurt since I started either.
Oh, wow.
They are connected together. That freeway go just like El Toro.
Channel.
El Toro mm-hmm. connected Bakersfield. So you fix El Toro, Bakersfield is fixed also. Yes.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much both for joining us today
yeah,
and taking the time
you.
To share your story with our listeners, because that will really help them too, help someone else with who may be suffering from the same thing that you guys were.
Well, I'm a teacher and I'm in the helping business, and so I'm glad to have the opportunity. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
So
you're
much.
Welcome. Yes.
Okay, you guys have a wonderful weekend, okay?
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Freedom from Pain Programs with Dr. Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Dr. Elaine Tong. If you're just joining us today, we just had on the line with us Wayne and Nicholas, father and son, who came to us for... a myriad of ailments ranging from back pain, knee pain. Nicholas had stomach problems, two hernias, surgeries in the past when he was very young.
Anxiety.
And after the first treatment, actually, Nicholas had no more stomach pain. His knee pain was gone, and his appetite, actually, he could feel that he was already getting hungry during the first treatment. Also, anxiety is much better. He has more motivation.
Less fear.
Wayne, we also treated him for knee pain, back pain, and after actually one, two treatments, that's virtually gone.
Mm-hmm.
And emotionally, he also feels better. If this is too incredible for you to believe, check out our website, drtong.com, drtong.com, and you can listen to past radio shows and see that we have hundreds, thousands of cases that people after one treatment, over 90% of our patients will get relief after their first treatment.
Yeah, now with your help, I can focus more on the first treatment, and basically, really 95% of our patients will get better, and it doesn't matter how serious and how long you've been to other doctors. If you've been to a doctor do the same symptomatic treatment, you're not going to get better. So let's say you have 50 years of treatment by allopathic drug and surgery, and one treatment you get dramatically better, you think it's exaggeration. It's not.
Well,
we have thousands of cases.
Right. What we're trying to prove is that chronic disorders can be cured without the use of drugs or surgery, because using drugs and surgery actually is more a symptomatic band-aid approach. You're not really fixing the underlying cause of the disease, which what we explained to you is a disconnection of your mind and your body, because your mind is what drives your body to live, to do what you need to do. And stress, emotional, physical, eating wrong, the toxins in the environment are what cause these blockages in your body to increase and cause your pain symptoms, your emotional symptoms,
okay.
or whatever you may
basically,
have.
The human mind and body together can fix any problem you have, as long as you're not ruining it too much
mm-hmm.
or too fast.
Mm-hmm.
You're not ruining it faster than you can heal, then you don't have symptoms. So our treatment is to enhance, to get the body's healing power much better.
Mm-hmm.
And once you connect the mind back to the body, wherever it's blocked, just like opening traffic jam, the problem caused by traffic jam is solved, just like that. Mm-hmm. That's simple.
Right. We want to kind of talk a little bit more about
the swine flu vaccine. Okay. Mm-hmm. The government is really, you know, deceptively hyping up all the numbers. I'll be writing an article. I've been keeping track of the numbers. In July, they found out that only about 500 to 600 people die from the swine flu. So CDC stop confirming H1N1, the A-type H1N1, with blood tests. And they use estimation. And every flu-like syndrome, they blame it on the swine flu. And this way, the next thing you see that Obama said 1,000 patients have died. And then 2 weeks later, 3,900 people die, and the World Health Organization have a total of 6,000 people die worldwide, and 4,000 from the United States. Now, you got to be a dummy to really believe in that. They're pushing their swine flu more than any other country. Why? Because big pharmaceutical company, this is capital of big pharma in the United States, and most of our government officials have been connected somehow connected beneficially to the pharmaceutical industry, and they push for all this program, $1.5 billion for the swine flu vaccine and $1 billion for the regular flu vaccine, and they claim 36,000 people die from the flu every year. And nobody pays any attention. 36,000? Most of them die from pneumonia, not from the flu.
Right. So what we tell our patients when they start feeling sick is to come in for a treatment. You know, one
treatment fixed it.
One treatment within a day or two, everything is gone.
No, within right then. Yeah.
Usually. Mm-hmm. And
they feel better.
We also have homeopathic injectables that we can use to strengthen your immune system and, strengthen immunity and strength against the virus.
Yeah, basically we have so many other treatments that are better than 9 years ago when we started the program. Mm-hmm.
And we're always adding and looking for more things that we can do to help.
Naturally, yes.
Right, our patients. Again, give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, the number is 714-556-8664, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4 p.m. on KBright AM 740. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye and have a great weekend.